everyone, this is Plateau. I'm at the Ohio Linux Fest, and I've finally caught up with Heathen X from the Screencasters, one of my, actually, my favorite podcasters. Your shows are fantastic, so good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Is this your first? No, you were here last year.
I was here last year.
But not for very long.
Oh, I was here for the
whole
festival.
Oh, were you? Oh, I just saw you not for very long. That's
yeah.
Why. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's new in Inkscape?
Well,
I mean, like, just in terms of what interests you.
Lots of things interest me in Inkscape, but I would say what is new is probably we're getting a new version
yeah.
in the next month or two, maybe.
Okay.
It was supposed to be out in July. Things are going a little slow now, but we're waiting for that 047 release, which is going to have a lot of nice snapping effects,
nice.
Some new plugins. Well, you know, we'll call them plugins, more like extensions or whatever.
Right.
So I'm waiting on that one. That's going to be a great release.
Now, your new... I remember the day I saw in the blog post, I don't know if it was your blog or... It must have been your blog, that you guys were going, like, AUG only for Firefox 3.5 and stuff like that.
Right.
That was really cool. Was that a practical decision or a decision for, like, freedom and GPL and stuff, or what was that?
I don't know if it's practical to go with OGV.
Uh-huh.
I think it had more to do with Richard and our Linux roots.
All right.
We were sticking H.264 and MP3 into an AVI container.
Right.
I don't know if that's real popular or not, but we decided since we screencast in OGV, Theora and Vorbis, why not just put it into that codec?
Correct. Yeah.
And it's gotten to the point now where it's debatable whether H.264 is better than Theora at this point.
Well, I mean, if I may interject,
mm-hmm.
I do love the codec. I mean, it does kind of depend on what you're looking for, too. Like what job
right.
you want it to serve.
Exactly. We're not producing video like that.
Exactly.
We're producing screencasts.
Yeah, exactly.
And for that, it's just fine.
Yeah. And what do you use? I think you mentioned to me via email once that you were playing around with PityV. Are you still kind of playing around with that? Or?
No, it's Blender.
Okay.
We do, like, for our screencast, it's all Record My Desktop. If we got to do any audio editing,
yeah.
it's Audacity.
Okay.
But Richard... his last episode, he produced the whole thing in Blender.
Oh, okay.
Right now, Blender is, we're pretty passionate about it.
Yeah.
You know how well it works, right?
Yes,
video
yes.
editing is very stable. For those of us at work stuck on a Windows machine, you can't get off anything else, Blender's
you
great.
You can run it. Yeah, exactly.
Blender's great.
Yeah.
And it's very stable. And Richard's kind of taken the lead on the whole producing our podcast in Blender, but... It probably won't be long. I'll be on his heels and doing it myself.
Sure.
Right now, everything is FFmpeg to Theora or Mencode or FFmpeg
yeah.
scripts.
Okay.
For my stuff, it's just connecting an intro with a screencast. For
sure.
Richard's stuff, he has a speedcast, I call, that he's connecting in. His are a little bit more difficult.
Okay.
It's not too difficult to do things with command line tools.
Right, yeah. Well, that's what a lot of people just really underestimate, I think. They say, oh, Linux doesn't do multimedia well. You know, they just don't know how to do it. And
right.
they don't understand how powerful things like, I mean, especially FFmpeg for me. I mean, the amount of video editing I can do just with FFmpeg still astounds me. And people just don't realize that.
Cutting and pasting, PTV is getting to the point where it is great for that.
Oh, okay.
But if people want to step up, I recommend Blender. I really do.
I do,
it's,
too.
It's a great little package.
I think where it is right now is great, and I think where it is going to be in, give it a year, it's just going to
yeah.
blow people away. People
and I almost
realize.
Feel like video editing is completely under the radar. When you think about Blender, people think 3D modeling.
3D modeling, yep. That's what
Man,
I always get.
Their VSC is almost like
Fantastic.
A hidden feature.
I know. Yeah, exactly. It is. I use it, like, almost... I mean, really, as often as I can, I edit whatever I'm doing, even if it's like a freelance job or something, unless I have to go to their site and work on their equipment,
right.
where, like you say, I can't control what I'm using, then I'm using Blender for what I do. How important is, I mean, a lot of your applications that, or at least that I perceive you using, are multi-platform. Like Inkscape, you can get on
exactly.
anything.
Yeah.
Blender, you can get on, I mean, almost literally anything. I mean, Solaris, Irix, Windows, Linux. Mac. Is this something, how important is multi-platformedness, or should we all just switch to Linux?
For me, it's very important. Even though I love Linux, the screencasters at heathenx.org, we don't really, there is a little bit of a bias toward Linux, but we don't really talk about the operating system.
Right, yeah.
Because as far as Inkscape, GIMP, and Blender, people got their choices. We don't tell people Windows is bad. We don't tell people Mac is bad. We leave it up to them.
Yeah.
We focus on the application only. And I have to be on Windows at work.
Yeah.
I'm Linux at home.
Yeah.
So I only try to use cross-platform applications because I don't want to have to relearn something that I can't use.
Right. Yeah.
You know, on another operating system. So
yeah.
I love cross-platform.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're always careful. I don't want to ever bash anybody for using something that, you know, they're very used to. Even Windows, right? You can be productive on Windows. It has its quirks, but so does Linux.
Yeah.
So do Macintosh, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't like to get involved with
that. Yeah, and you have to ask
yourself,
what's going to pay for me more right now? Learning a completely new system, which literally can sometimes take a year,
mm-hmm.
you know, or stay with what I have, even though I might not like it, mm-hmm. or maybe I do like it. But, you know, I mean, what's the payoff? And for some people, when they need to get something done right now, switching to Linux just to run Inkscape is not going to be the answer.
Right.
You know?
And that's the thing. You know, your proprietary apps, you know, Inkscape really compared to Illustrator or something, I would say it's 95% there. I mean, most of the stuff that people want to use it for,
right.
it's there for you.
I find it far more intuitive, though, because, I mean, I don't consider myself like a drawing artist, but, I mean, I'm a computer geek, and I know programs. I could never figure out Illustrator to save my life.
Know.
Whereas Inkscape took me a day of, like, just sitting in front of it and playing around, and you're up and running. I mean,
well, a good example is my wife, for one. She's got tattoos, okay? She's not a big Inkscape user.
Right.
But recently, she wanted a nice big tattoo on her arm, right? Well, she wanted to change the bitmap that she found online. She wanted to rearrange some things,
okay.
And she asked, you know, what can I do that in? Well, I showed her how, gave her a couple tips in Inkscape,
mm-hmm.
and I tell you, she just took off just like that.
Wow.
It is that easy to learn.
Yeah.
You know, and for my wife, who isn't so artsy-fartsy or whatever, she just picked up on it, and I think anybody can pick up on it.
I think so, too.
I'm not really an artist. I'm not a great artist. I just copy what I see.
Right, yeah.
But it's great for that.
Here's a loaded question. GIMP interface, right? What do you think of the GIMP interface, and should it be more like Inkscape's interface?
I don't have a problem with GIMP's interface, really. I've never used Photoshop before. GIMP's really the only thing I've ever used. There's only one thing that I would change, and I would like to have it a single window format.
Yeah.
That's kind of a 50-50 call for people. Some people like to have separate windows.
Exactly. Some people, it's really handy to have them all separate.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to have everything rolled up in one window.
I believe
window.
I would like one window, but then I want the option to split it into separate windows. So there you go.
I tell you one thing that I do like about GIMP. I like the introduction of the Tango icon theme.
Yeah.
That, I thought, really pulled it together.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that was a smart move. Well, cool. So what do you think of the festival so far?
I think it's great. I always like coming down here, not just for the talks and stuff, but I like seeing people that I talk to online.
So actually, I mean, that's cool.
Everybody's located all over the country.
Yeah,
Especially for Richard, this is the first time I met Richard Guerin.
That is so surreal.
He's all the way up in
Canada.
You guys
are like screencasters.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He really is, and I'm glad I got to meet him.
Yeah, that's cool. So I'm actually really curious as to why haven't you talked at Ohio Linux Fest, or have you before in the past?
The thing is, that's something Richard and I were talking about.
Yeah.
I know last year they had a Blender offering for a presentation, and I know you did one this year, a learning course.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to see maybe a focus on graphics, but I would like to see more of it in a Linux Fest.
Yeah, I think
not
so, too.
Not so much just system administration.
Yeah.
For me, I am an IT manager at my workplace.
Oh, okay.
That's not what I do for a living. I'm actually an engineer.
Okay.
But that system administration, for me, that's kind of a set it and forget it and walk away from it. Not I'm doing other things.
Yeah.
So I don't want to de-emphasize how important that kind of stuff is.
Right.
But
yeah.
I would like to see something like maybe on GIMP or Scribus or Inkscape.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be neat to have people like that.
I think that's a great idea, and I think maybe next year, if by some chance, or maybe even at Southeast Linux. Oh, you don't? Did you go to South?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you for like. No, I didn't. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I was there.
maybe next year or at Southeast Linux Fest or whatever, yeah, maybe either me or someone involved should actually maybe make almost like a day or a track of, you know, more of the multimedia stuff, the art stuff.
Right.
Because I know there's an audience for it, because every time I do a talk on video editing on Linux or something, there's the audience, you know. So I think people are interested, and I think Linux is at that place in this little curve of life that we've got all this sysadmin stuff kind of, I mean, everyone knows Linux can do that. So now let's start as well exploring the multimedia
exactly.
stuff.
There's enough geeks out there that they want to be a little artsy sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
And not everybody is an artist, and not everybody has that kind of capability. But,
right.
you know, hey, I want to throw some graphics up on a website,
yeah,
or I want to
yeah.
do a little something here.
Yeah.
What do I use?
Yeah.
That's
well,
great.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah. I would love to see that type of thing.
I think that'd be really neat.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, it was great talking to you. Glad I got to finally interview you. I've been meaning to interview you for actually a while. I wanted to get you on the show. So, thanks a lot.
Well, one thing I want to add is...
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned for an A-Press book I'm co-authoring with Donna Benjamin, John Cruz, and I forget the fourth guy.
Okay.
Really, this is Donna Benjamin's project, but hopefully we'll have a beginning Inkscape book.
Wow.
December, January.
That's fantastic. I'm very excited about that. I will
and,
definitely get a copy.
And we got even Richard
How are you credited,
in.
Though?
Huh?
How are you credited, though? He's an X?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
cool.
I'm credited as Mark Bistry.
Oh,
that's
okay.
my real name.
All right. I'm not going to know that,
any,
though.
That's okay.
I'm going to be like, who's this dude?
Yeah. Nobody's going to know.
I know. Yeah. But it's, so it's by A-Press.
Yeah.
That's a great, I mean, I love their geek books.
So for anybody looking for, you know, if you want to buy a book or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing,
yeah.
keep an eye out.
It's going to be there. Cool, very cool. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, and what's the website for your screencast?
Screencasters.heathenx.org.
Okay, cool. Which, by the way, if people haven't seen those, they really need to check them out. It's like, what are you up to, like 108 episodes?
97.
Yep.
You're probably getting us confused with Meet the Gimp, which are, I think those guys are up to like 114 or 117.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I could have sworn you guys reached 100, but I guess not.
Not quite.
But they're great episodes. They're fantastic. I learned most of what I know on Inkscape from
Thank
those
you.
Episodes. So,
thank you.
There was a while where I wasn't, like, instead of TV, I had in Miro the screencasters, like mm-hmm. a channel, basically. I'm just like,
right.
playing it over and over, so yeah, it's cool. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.